New York City approves casino-friendly zoning changes. The New York City Council has approved a measure that will transform the gambling landscape of the metropolis. The Gaming Facility Text Amendment passed with a vote of 35-15, signaling a significant shift in the city's approach to casinos. This zoning change, spearheaded by Mayor Eric Adams' administration in collaboration with council leadership, marks a pivotal moment for the city's economic and recreational prospects. The amendment aims to legalize casinos in designated commercial and manufacturing districts, a move that could potentially bring a surge of tourism and employment opportunities to the city. The decision comes after the City Planning Commission's approval last month, indicating a streamlined process for casino development that bypasses the months-long local review process previously required. The measure is tailored to align with the state's application process for casino licenses, ensuring that local community decision-making is preserved within the broader framework of state regulations. Supporters of the amendment argue that it levels the playing field for the 9 known casino bids vying for one of the 3 downstate licenses New York State plans to award. They believe that the state's thorough public engagement process for licensing is sufficient, and that additional city-level review would be redundant. Each casino bid will be subject to approval by a Community Advisory Committee, CAC, comprising appointees from the governor, the mayor, and local politicians, which is expected to provide robust community input despite criticisms about the exclusion of community boards from the process. Opposition still remains. Council member Justin Brannan, representing a district with a potential casino site, views the amendment as a necessary step to ensure fair competition and community involvement. The CAC's role is anticipated to be rigorous, offering a platform for community voices to be heard in the decision-making process. However, the measure has faced opposition from over a dozen lawmakers who express concerns about the implications of casino legalization on local communities. The debate reflects the complexity of balancing economic development with social impact, a challenge that the city will continue to grapple with as it moves forward with this historic change. The approval of the Gaming Facility Text Amendment is not the final step in the casino legalization process. Casino applicants must still navigate the extensive state approval process to secure a license. This process isn't expected to take place for at least another year, meaning the first casinos may not be available until 2026 at the earliest.